I worked with Comrade Nsiga when I was in the youth movement in the NDP youth movement. And at one time, he happened to be the secretary for youth. So we worked almost directly under him. He was a no-nonsense person. He spoke straight and did not mince his words about anything that he disagreed with or he did not like. And he's been like that throughout his life.
Let's move to the period after we attained independence. What role did he play?
Well, he was number two to the late Vice President Komo, and he played quite a role in the ministries that he had been assigned to.
Then the relationship between ZANU-PF cadres and ZAPU seems to be shaking, and people like you actually moved out. What were his thoughts?
We had quite a lot of discussions over our relationship since joining hands with our colleagues in ZANU. But there were always problems, and each time we brought in those problems, most of the time he agreed with us. But every time the old man was there, he would say, look, I've discussed these issues, I've pushed them through, and the old man understands them, and he says he's going to push them through. And after the old man had left, a number of other difficult issues developed between ourselves and the ZANU-PF. Again, I'll say, now you are the person in charge. Can you do something about this? Because at one time he used to think that the old man was soft with the ZANU people. But when he was in it himself, he says, now I do understand why. The old man was getting frustrated with solving some of the problems with ZANU-PF. We really have fundamental differences, colleagues in ZANU-PF.